Hey, everybody. Welcome to the next episode of the Life Isn't Linear podcast. Life isn't linear, and neither is the journey, but the goal is to keep making progress. This is Josh. Now, this show isn't sponsored, but if it were, I would say go out and order hot sauce from the Grand Traverse Sauce Company. It's veteran-owned, and it has outstanding flavors. We discovered them back in 2020 while on summer vacation in Traverse City, Michigan. Our burgers, eggs, and sandwiches, man, they all leveled up to something greater. And our family has been users ever since. We love the versatility of the Red Hot Griff and the smoky spice of Siren. Oh, baby. They add kick to your food, and they also taste great. Again, there are no promos here. I can't get it to you for less, but I can show you what kind of quality you can get for more. So, if you mention me, you won't get anything. But if you buy, you will get some of the finest quality hot sauce in the United States of America, made by veterans of this great country. Again, nothing is sponsored, and I have no affiliates. I just really love the sauce. The link is below. Now, back to the show. This episode came out of two parts. One, listening to an Andrew Humerman podcast on praise and how to praise people. Two, watching parents yell like crazy people at youth football and soccer. Parents, man, we are a funny thing, aren't we? We want to be our kids' cheerleader, but do we really know how to cheer for them? Do we know what truly motivates them? And have we even ever asked? Because I think a lot of times we just assume. About a month ago, my wife was out of town on a girls' trip, and I had the pleasure of doing dual duty as both parent and shuttle parent. And as I was rushing around getting kids to where they needed to go, it gave me time to breathe once I got to the destination and really watch my kids in their sports surroundings. Really, this year, I've spent more time just watching my kids and observing their games. As I have watched and enjoyed the games of my children, I've noticed some behaviors that I know I've always witnessed, but never taken the time to let those behaviors really register. You know, really sink in. The way parents root and cheer for their kids is a lesson in reservation. Soccer really isn't so bad right now, but watching my son's football game is the worst from a parent's perspective. I mean, honest to God, these kids are out on the field giving their all in either pursuit of winning or just trying to compete while learning a very difficult game. And it's an extremely admirable endeavor that these kids are doing. Yet, many parents, from what I've observed, are only concerned with what their kids are doing wrong, not right. And as long as I can remember, parents have always been shouting from the sidelines. It's not hard to. I mean, it's your kid out there playing. But the efforts fall on deaf ears in many sports, especially in football, as the distance between them and the playable field is too far. On top of it, kids are wearing helmets. There's wind, all kinds of distractions. They can't hear you. But many times, parents look like complete idiots, yelling at the ref or at their kids for perceived wrongs. What is sad is that many parents don't even understand the rules or etiquette of the game they are watching. It's like they're supposed to be defensive, and that will turn the tide of a game. For instance, one of the kids dropped the football a few weeks ago, and it resulted in a fumble. The very first thing that came from the sideline by the coach was, "Hold on to the ball," at the top of their lungs. Now, I'm not inside that kid's head, but I believe he was thinking something very similar, or probably even harsher, while it happened and after. Because these kids want to look good for their parents and coaches. We are the people they seek validation from beyond anyone. Like I've said in previous episodes, coaching children gives you a real insight into their mentality. Even though we were all children once, it's really quite entertaining to realize how quickly we forget. Kids are harder on themselves than we will ever be. It's true. When they miss a play, they know it. In fact, they know the impact before you do. We don't have to compound it. And I know this because I felt the same way as a kid. It never did me a damn bit of good for my dad to repeat the same mistake I had replayed in my head many times before the end of the game. What I always wanted to hear is what I could do to improve the next time. So during that weekend and since, I've added some techniques to my cheering for both my kids. I don't yell or clap loud for them anymore. I merely watch them and respond with positive physical motions, such as a thumbs up or a nod of the head or a smile. Believe it or not, your kids will follow you when they are playing any game they're in. They look to see where you are and where you're sitting. They want you to be there. And I believe this for a few reasons. One, to see if you're paying attention. We're so distracted by our phones and all the other people at the games, but we're really there to support them. And two, it's to look for physical. I put an emphasis on physical signs of encouragement, especially when they are down on themselves. We are their best cheerleader, but if we don't demonstrate that in their eyes, we won't be for long. Too many times I see parents conversing, or like I said, on their phones or both, not really paying attention to their children, and I have been guilty of this as well. But what I've realized this year is that one day they will have a spouse, a significant other, or children to do that for them. But right now, we're their idols, and if we do it right, you will always be someone they look to in their toughest times. But back to cheering. I made it a point to make eye contact every chance I had at both their games. My son had missed a few tackles in the game, and you could see he was not happy with himself. Most parents provide verbal or physical beratement. I decided on a different approach. When he made eye contact with me, I simply smiled and winked at him and gave him a big thumbs up. And he was all smiles. And even though he didn't win, he was happy about how he finished the game. Because at the end of the game, I really put an emphasis on all the things he did well. Although he missed some tackles, he still made a tremendous amount of great tackles during that game. And although they didn't win, they worked through the difficulty and persevered to finish the game strong. My daughter was the same way the next day. And she plays soccer, and she had a hard time that she really didn't get passed to during the game. But I emphasized eye contact and thumbs up with her during the game. After the game, she was visibly upset. But I praised her for working through that adversity and emotion, and I made her realize that she did an amazing job at goalie. She was aggressive, and she made 4 blocks. Those positive aspects were mostly lost to her until I brought them up. It changed her attitude, and it made the rest of the day great for her. How we praise is so important. We want kids to build resilience to the task at hand, because no endeavor ever works out the way they will envision it in their heads, or for that matter, the heads of their parents. Nothing ever in life goes as planned. There are always bumps in the road. The only thing that is certain is uncertainty. Studies have shown that praising a child for not quitting and persevering through difficult moments has much more positive benefits than reminding them of what they didn't do. The reframing is important, not only in the moment, but planting the seed for future events. I try and make it a point to focus on the above, the accomplishment of not giving up. I don't want my kids' identity tied to being a good athlete, student, or worker, because if those circumstances change, then they may feel lost in life. I want them to identify themselves as being tied to resilience, because life never quits, because kids overlook those key parts because society has shaped them for instant gratification. I would encourage you, if you have time, to read the article I posted below regarding the retirement of former Colts quarterback Andrew Luck. It is an in-depth read of the struggles he had to maintain playing football, but it also sheds light on his struggles to detach himself from his identity of being a quarterback. The sport and position he loved so much became such a large part of who he was that making the decision to move forward in life without football was extremely difficult. But I digress. Don't get me wrong. When these kids have succeeded, that praise is so important. It is so critical. And it's well deserved. Accomplishments are meant to be celebrated. But I don't want my son or daughter to tie their identity to a sport or position or a certain success, because those events won't always be there, and nothing lasts forever. Even professional athletes hang up their cleats at some point. I want them to tie their identity to a mentality that keeps them resilient, because the challenges of life will never end until we are all in the ground. And if they learn how to bounce back, honor their values, and move forward with conviction, the failures will be lessons learned as opposed to regrets ruminated. Being a parent is one of the hardest jobs any adult will undertake, and I can attest to that. No matter what, we are never prepared for it, even if we plan for it. And a majority of our exposure or experience comes from the lessons and examples our parents or grandparents set. And our kids will do the same. So, in the spirit of hindsight is 2020, let's try something different with this generation of kids. And that's breaking cycles. Because breaking cycles is hard, but a necessary way forward and one of the greatest gifts you can give your children. So as I wrap it up, thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please give it a like button and rate us 5 stars, because it does help the channel. And also feel free to subscribe so you get the latest updates on new episodes. And always feel free to email me at lifeisntlinearpodcast@gmail.com if there's something you have to say, because feedback is always welcomed and read. And as always, be respectful and make good decisions.